We are up to Simin Tuf Kuf Mem Gimel, and we'll be doing the entire Simin. Kol Dover She'Asur La'Asol So Asur Lo Malein Yehudi La'Asol So. The same way that Chazal made a gzera of Amiral and Nachri on Shabbos and Yontif, they also said that there's an Isra and Cholamoy to have a non-Jew do for you what you're not allowed to do. Says the Mishnah Berurah that on Shabbos we know that there are days that Futzorach Mitzvah you're allowed to have a non-Jew do Malacha for you. He says on Chol HaMoed it's certainly that way. Now what happens if after Chol HaMoed you'll be able to get him to do it, but it's going to cost you a lot more money? And on Chol HaMoed the non-Jew is willing to do it for you for cheaper. You're still not allowed to have them. That's not called a Dover Avud. Sif Beis. In Yehudi Shekibol Merav Yontov Livnos Beis Eshel Yisrael B'Kablonos. A non-Jew who accepted the job of building you a house with Kablonos, that means that he gets a flat rate for as long as it takes him. Also, laniach lasos b'chol hamoed, afal pi shehu chutz l'tchum. You're not allowed to allow him to build for you on chol hamoed, even outside the tchum. Why is that? Because people won't know that it was b'kablanis. They think that you're paying him by the day and you asked him to work on chol hamoed, something similar to Shabbos. Aval nosn lo malocha b'tolish kodem hamoed b'kablanis, lasos b'sog b'soshel en Yehudi muter. But if you give him a job to do, you don't tell him when to do it. You did it before. You told him to do it before Yontif, and he's doing it in his own home. There is no iser whatsoever. That's kablanis, and because it's tolish, there's no maris ayin. Now, what happens if the norm is that people give it b'kablanis? They don't really hire someone by hour. So there are dayas legabi hilchas in hilchas Shabbos of whether or not you can rely on that with regard to actual building. That means that the norm is that when you hire a building contractor, so no one's going to think that you're hiring him by the day. Everyone knows you're hiring by the job. The question is, do we still have to be choshish that Chazal said, but you never know? In the case of a field where it's always given over to a sharecropper, there is no marisayin. Everyone understands that that's the way it works, and your b'nei bayis can even help, go around there, show them where the tools are. That's all mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that if a house was built by Kabbalonis by Isser, you're allowed to walk into it. He said that in Hilchas Shabbos too. Since the only Isser is Maris Ayin, and not that it wasn't a Sechir Yom that you told him to work on Shabbos, it's only because of Maris Ayin. So there we would say that B'dievet, if it was done, you can walk into it. Siv Gimel Mutter Litn Leni Yehudi Malacha by Kabbalonis or B'Sechir Yom, Shiaseno Acher HaMoed. You're allowed to give him work to be done after Yontif, and we're not choshish that it'll start early. As long as when you give it to him, he doesn't weigh or measure it, which is why the minug is not to give clothing to the cleaners because they count it. Since he agreed to do it after Yontif, so the halacha is even if he does malacha, you don't have to stop him. Ein limchos. The Magen Avraham says you must explicitly state that you don't want him working on Chol HaMoed. And only then the halacha would be that if you find him working on Chol HaMoed, ein limchos. But in a dover mechuber that he's doing work, someone has his apartment and they're doing renovations, and you find that the non-Jew showed up on Chol HaMoed and he's doing work, you have to stop him.